Hey everybody, my name's Daniel.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Jared.
And we are going to talk about the issues of charter and public schools here in Chicago. Does anybody have a point that you'd like to dig into first?
Well, how did we all initially feel about charter schools before we went deeper into it?
I sat down with this conversation thinking that, initially right off the bat, thinking that charter schools were going to be the bad guy and they were the enemy. And then we sat down and started reading some of their well-funded marketing material, and my opinions quickly changed. And then they took another change when we sat down again.
I kind of went in with not really a tainted view of charter schools, but just kind of like a negative view of charter schools, just because my history in private schooling and then like the discussion we had with our teachers, I guess. Mm-hmm. So now like I just feel more complicated about it than anything.
Yeah, even being confronted with the propaganda, I was like, something still seems really, really fishy about this whole charter school idea. But then
It was a too good to be true type marketing situation.
But as we started reading about experimental education in the Woodlawn community, and also the fact that like charters really allowed experimental arts education in communities that probably wouldn't have seen them through the public sphere, I was like, oh, this is a whole other layer of nuance to this problem, and I can't just be like, fuck charter schools as a whole.
And it is a tremendously nuanced problem, as we have a couple dozen notes from our conversation with Nicole and Andres talking about things ranging from transparency to where money is coming from and going to, and then also, like Joe mentioned, like, there are a lot of opportunities provided by charter schools that just couldn't happen in public schools. So it's a very mixed bag we got here.
I feel like what I was most struck by is the fact that charter schools in their current form didn't exist until the 90s, and that up until that point they were really just private institutions that accepted some modicum of public funding, and then pre-No Child Left Behind sort of became a business model.
And the business model is kind of the most unsettling part of it, especially when you factor in like these vouchers and how those behave and how very literally it steals money from public schools and undermines public schools. That was among the more unsettling things for me.
For me, I think the most complicated thing I feel about charter schools is probably about like access to charter schools. Like, I know that there's they boast like really good diversity stats and stuff, but I think there's like it's more complicated than that because, you know, like they have like these great students who do well in class, but like what happens to those students who don't do as well in class?
And we also talked about how those numbers that were showing us and we're all being impressed by, they can shift those and stack them how they want to and put them through different lenses, and it's really hard to really like appreciate them as true statistics because they're under no obligation to be any kind of transparent with it.
Yeah, the lack of lack of transparency in terms of what charter schools are actually doing and who they're hiring in terms of their obligation to the public is very scary, only because they tend to so often poach new or inexperienced educators and then just sort of place them in these situations, and that there seems to be a high turnover rate of educators and very little publicly available information on what is actually going on in schools that isn't being heavily edited down by the school's own administrations.
Because there's also less parameters for like the qualifications that these teachers have to have too. And also, I mean, big glaring problem is the charter schools don't have to accept anybody. They can refuse service to anybody and everybody.
And what do you do when you're in an environment and the only public schools that are available are charter schools, like somewhere like Michigan or Alaska or certain other various rural communities? What do you do if you have a student who needs to be on an IEP or a 504 plan and the school is not obligated to facilitate them? Do you entirely homeschool your children? Do you institutionalize them?
Your options get pretty thin, whatever the case is. Which is among the great many unsettling things about this whole conversation. Thanks for listening.
Stay safe. Your time. Outro.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da.